Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Sunday, August 20th, 2017. Welcome to episode 25 of Amy Talks About Stuff. I'm very, very excited to be bringing you this very, very special 25th episode of Amy Talks About Stuff. I guess that is kind of a milestone. This is live from, come on in. Yeah.
The mic's hot. You can just join in.
Yay. All four mics are in use. Awesome. As I was saying, this is live from the...
mysterious location.
The wilds of Kansas.
Hummingbird Central.
Yeah.
Yes. This is live from a mysterious location in the wilds of Kansas that is in the same relative position in the house as Binary Studios, formerly known as Draco Vista Studios. And I'm really excited. This probably sounds a heck of a lot better than most of my Amy Talks About Stuff episodes to this point, because the microphones and the recorder for tonight were very generously brought by the one and only Tony Mast of the Backseat Producers, who was a big surprise. We did not, only a couple people knew he was coming to the Deadpan meetup this year. And this is a thing that has been going on for some time now. I think the first one was in 2009, or I believe.
That sounds right. 2009.
Must have been 2009 because it was after I finished college in AmeriCorps. Yeah. First one was in 2009.
So this is your ninth one?
Oh, no. We've skipped a couple years.
Oh, well.
We skipped 2015. I think we skipped at least one other.
There's only one we skipped.
I don't.
Then there was the one they didn't invite you to? Or?
Right.
Oh, did I spoil that? I'm sorry.
The no and Amy meetup.
I think I was counting, and this was the sixth, so that would make sense that we have only skipped one.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, CJ, Twinkler Girl. I didn't know which nickname you wanted me to call you by.
It was CJ.
Just CJ? Okay. This is the second drink of the day. Thank you to Dave over here, ditto, for sharing your fine sake.
It's delicious. Mm-hmm.
It is very delicious.
Very it tastes like sake.
Well, yes. They didn't fail.
This is my 25th Amy Talks About Stuff. What I mainly wanted to talk about tonight was this is a gigantic tribute to everyone who's gotten me to this point. Let's see. Let me start at the beginning. I wouldn't know podcasting was a thing if it weren't for Will Wheaton and Radio Free Burrito. I wouldn't have known there was a thing called podiobooks.com unless one of the commenters on willwheaton.net had posted about it. I wouldn't have known there was, of course I would not have known there was a Deadpan podcast if it hadn't been for Spherical Tony. I would not be doing this right now if it hadn't been for the Deadpan podcast. There would not be a jackmangan.com if Tony hadn't very generously provided hosting. So it really, really is an honor to have you guys. I'm track three. Track one is Mr. Tony Mast. Track two is CJ. Track four is Jack Mangan. This is...
And track five is everyone else in the room.
Oh, yes, that's right. Thank you, everyone else in the room. And track five is our live studio audience. I have never had a live studio audience before. This has been a really fun Deadpan meetup so far. I came into town a late afternoon yesterday. We had a really nice dinner with another surprise guest who I cannot see right now. He's off socializing. I'll use his board nickname. We didn't know Lost Ralph was coming. I don't know if we knew Just a Joe was coming.
We knew Just a Joe was coming.
Yep. Yeah, we did know Just a Joe was coming. Both Lost Ralph and Mr. Tony Mast both Mast both kind of made spur-of-the-moment decisions to come, and we're really excited to have them, especially Tony. This will be the best-sounding episode I've ever made in my life.
Hopefully.
And I have so many wonderful memories of all the podcasts I've done with you all. Last year, I made a guest appearance on Technorama with Chuck Tomasi. Oh, yes, that was the other thing I wanted to do, was say, hello, Chuck Tomasi. Hello, Craig Stepp. We wish you were here. I know you're listening to this, or I know, at least I can be reasonably sure you will listen to this eventually. So thank you all for all you do. I cannot wait to see you guys at Dragon Con. And Chuck, thank you for hosting last year's recording session. And Ditto, thank you for hosting the annual Saturday night house party. I'm still a day ahead on dog days, although I have no idea if or when I'm going to edit this. it's going to be crazy.
Be Facebook Live about it. Just go with it. Just let it all hang out and don't edit anything.
Okay.
So your tips are for editing, noise reduction, truncate silence, mix the tracks, noise reduction again, noise reduction, level the tracks, mix them together, noise reduction again, because when they mix, the levels can get thrown off a little bit. Then truncate silence to get rid of all the dead air, and then just put the music in. You should be good to go.
That's too much work.
That's very cool.
That's a lot of effort.
It seems like it.
Mister, haven't done a podcast in a while. That's why
you quit.
Yeah.
Stop making Logitech stick mics and then.
Yeah, we were just reminiscing about how all our early episodes were done on those little Logitech stick mics. Many of mine
pull
were.
Out a crappy microphone.
Thanks, Dado.
When we did one of ours, the stand for it broke, and we had no stand, and we didn't want to hold it, and we did have an empty bourbon bottle and some rubber bands. Got that taken care of.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah, when mine snapped, actually, it was held together with tape for a little while.
I remember you mentioning that.
Yeah, that couldn't last. I had to change.
And then we all got the snowballs. I still have mine. I carry it around. I should get a better one.
Still a good mic.
It still works okay.
My daughter has taken my snowball and uses it for her YouTube videos now.
Oh, my
I'm going to have to steal that back.
It's a reminiscence on how long we've all been doing this. I remember Sarah when she was so little.
She is no longer little.
Okay.
What does that bell mean, Amy?
That.
Do not ask for who the bell tolls.
It tolls for thee.
I don't know if her room mic picked that up. Do not ask for whom the bell tolls.
It did. I see the levels jumping up.
Oh, okay, good. It's chiming 8 o'clock. I'd say it's 8 o'clock in the West, because our radio station in Southern California used to say that. Of course, this is our first ever Midwest meetup, so we get to introduce several people to a new part of the U.S. that they may not have seen before. This has been an exciting weekend. We spent our favorite thing to do is go to the local zoo, which we did today, and we were all it was very hot and very humid, so we were all very low-key and relaxed tonight.
Deadpan.
Which has nothing to do with the sake.
Obviously. Yes, it does. I guess that's about everything I wanted to go over. Not quite. I almost forgot. I've said this before, but it bears repeating, because I said this at the beginning of last year's Dog Days of Podcasting, and I don't think I've mentioned it this year. I named this show Amy Talks About Stuff because it's named after Christiana Ellis's first general podcast, Christiana Talks About Stuff. And in early 2006, when I first discovered podiobooks.com, the ones I remember most fondly, just off the top of my head, Spherical Tomy, of course, Nina Kimberly the Merciless, Moravi, and what else? The original version of The Rookie, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if Earthcore was in that mix.
Oh, no. I still haven't listened to it or read it.
It's rough.
I regret.
It's a Sigler book. So
I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. That was the first one of his that I listened to. It was I started listening, I think, about halfway through his run, so I caught up very quickly. So I was waiting every week for the end of that one. Mm-hmm. Been a listener for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, and while we're on the subject, I have been catching up to a little bit of the early Dog Days of Podcasting episodes while I've been on this long road trip driving down to Kansas City from Omaha. And I'd like to say hi, T. Morris. It is amazing to hear your voice again. It sounds like going back to those old days. I'm really excited to hear the rest of what you have to say. I just love you and Nathan Lowell. I love listening to you ramble about the creative process. This episode's basically been a ramble, and thank you to every single person who's ever... I haven't even covered all of them. I've already mentioned Craig and Chuck. I've just mentioned a lot of the major players who've influenced me and who I'm grateful to for bringing me to this point. This is a 25th milestone episode. It just happens to be, and I hope it will continue. I don't have to wrap up, but I don't really have a. I guess if anyone else wants to throw anything in.
So you're going to talk about stuff.
Yep, this is me talking about stuff.
Well, a job well done, Amy.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Congratulations on the milestone, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, every milestone should be celebrated. It's, I know when we first started recording, I was wondering if we'd make it past like 5 or 10 episodes.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, well, we just released 422.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you just keep showing up.
Yep.
Every time I see somebody who's still podcasting, it's always like the bug to start again. And I'm actually starting a new podcast on Monday.
Ooh.
I'm starting recording a new one. So,
wow.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yes. So I'm saying this out loud now so that I will keep that commitment. Because I have a recording scheduled for my first episode.
Oh,
so.
Fabulous.
Wish
oh
me luck.
What's the theme?
Online dating.
Okay.
I love that, like, gloom and doom. Okay.
No, I didn't mean
that. could go so many
well
ways.
it's not it's going to be mostly based on storytelling, interviewing people who have done
Ooh.
It. It's not about me
so
doing
fun.
It because I'm not doing that. It's going to be people telling their stories, success stories and not so successful stories, and because it's so prominent in today's society and everybody's that's just how people are meeting, and so there's just a lot of stories out there to be told, and I think that it'd be interesting to hear them, and I want to share those stories. So,
oh, sounds good. Thank you so much, CJ. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I forgot. I told you I would let you plug Sausage Fest.
Sausage Fest is coming. It's let's see.
I don't think anyone. Well, maybe a couple. No, I think some people on Dog Days of Podcasting know what it is, but a lot of them probably don't. So let's start at the beginning.
A few of them probably don't. I also tend to push it pretty hard on Facebook through the last half of August and all through September, leading up to the event. What's funny is this will be the 8th one, and even last year I had plugged it in some odd places, and people got a little upset because they didn't know what it was. They thought it was crude that I was plugging something called Sausage Fest wherever they were talking. The name is a joke. Mm-hmm. It is meant as a joke. That was what it is. It started off as a joke, but my podcasting partner and I wanted to throw a room party at our local convention, and we thought it would be funny since cons are mostly male. They still are mostly male.
Mm-hmm.
That in the 8 years since we've been doing it, it's changed considerably. It really has, which is awesome. But it was mostly male, and so it was a sausage fest. And we wanted to kind of make a play on that. We got about 2 weeks before the event. I went to all my friends and family and said, "Hey, if there's any alcohol that you don't want anymore, I'll just take it off your hands." Because everybody has something that you go to somebody's house, you bring a bottle with you, and you leave it there. Well, if they don't like it, or they're not going to be the kind to drink it, it stays there until somebody decides to get rid of it or somebody drinks it. So I collected 20 or 30 bottles of half full bottles of booze, brought it to the con. And about a week before the con, I was talking to my partner. And he said, you know, our con always takes place in October. Mm-hmm. October's breast cancer awareness. Mm-hmm. Why don't we do... Let's put out a hat to collect money as people come through the room party, and any money we make, we'll give it to charity.
Awesome.
So that first year, we made a couple $100s. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, well, you know, if we organize this a little bit, maybe we could actually make more money. And it's done progressively better. We changed charities after the second one because we were using Komen. And then we realized that Komen is the...
As monetarily efficient as one would like.
Yeah.
It's a good way to put
it.
Yeah.
And they're more about awareness. But so we found the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They are for research. They give their money mm-hmm. to research. It was started by a member of the Estee Lauder family mm-hmm. Because she had breast cancer.
I see.
And so it had a nice, solid financial backing that had nothing to do with creating a corporation around it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Komen Foundation was very hard to work with. They didn't want people to know. They didn't want you to tell people who you were giving your money to. They didn't want that. It was very strange. It was a very strange situation. But we asked the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. They said, we do have one stipulation, mm-hmm. and that's that you know exactly what we do and you inform people of it.
I see. Like,
and you get her name right. Okay. I think I can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been awesome to work with. We've been donating to them for this will be the sixth year that we donate to them. We've donated to them over $10,000 at this point.
Cool.
Nice. It's awesome.
Nice, man.
The last couple of years we've been able to I've figured out the sequence of generally in October and then sometimes at the end of the year. An anonymous donor will come through and say, we will match all donations. So I wait to make the Sausage Fest donation until during that period. So all of our donations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
so
wonderful.
In the last 2 years alone, we have given them 46, which is double.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's a room party and you have a bunch of alcohol, but now you also have a bunch of sausage.
We've
right?
always had sausage. Their sausage has always been there.
Okay.
The first year it wasn't much, but 1 year I brought 100 pounds and that was too much. But I go and get 60 pounds of Little Smokies and a couple of gallons of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce and
mm-hmm.
and we soak down the Smokies and serve those. We've also had friends and family. For a number of years, my mom did it. We've had some other people do it when my mom wasn't able to make cookies and candies that are either in the shape of the ribbon or in the shape of breasts or whatever. Because, you know, some people don't eat meat, and mm-hmm. so we don't want to necessarily detract them.
Sure.
A lot of times also at conventions, room parties are all about drinking.
Yep.
Our party starts at 10 o'clock because... Before that is the masquerade, so we really can't start until after that.
See.
And there's no food available. It's hard to get food, so we get a lot of people come through that just want something
just
to
want
eat.
Something to eat. Yeah, that's a really good strategy to have.
Yeah. So we've got cookie and cookies and sausage and chocolates mm-hmm. and a lot of alcohol. We maintain a lot of inebriation throughout the course of the evening. Some people show up already that way, you know, or we start them off. But it's, you know, it's a good time. We just have a great time with it, and we have a lot of people that now show up every year, have money in their pocket because they want to donate.
What in
That's
the
interesting.
World is that? It's okay. I think it's something is vibrating. Apologize for the background noise, but like our
yep.
Something within the that air vent over there.
The saucer's landing.
I thought it was, oh no, don't tell me the recorder's going wonky.
No, that wasn't.
Okay.
That would be new. I've never had that happen before.
Sorry, dude.
Oh, it's because you didn't push record.
Yeah. again? It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
And we just have a great time. We have people... who show up to our con just to help. Cool. At Sausage Fest, yeah. They show up. We've had people come from Seattle and Tampa and pretty much everywhere in between, just showing up to hang out with us and help.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's neat. And this has actually reminded me that very first Deadpan meetup in 2009 in Phoenix, Arizona, at least half of the impetus behind it was the Energizer Bunny was in town to go to the Discworld convention.
That's
and
right.
Who organized the room party there? Did we crash it or did we organize it? Or
no, we had I what don't
happened?
Even remember how
I have that's okay.
Yeah, I don't remember how it all came together, but yeah, we had Rhea and a whole bunch of Deadpanites, and yeah, and we ended up having Diane Duane and her husband come and hang out. And
I can't believe I didn't realize they were there. If I had, I would have asked for an autograph.
Cool. Yeah, they signed the poster, which I forgot to bring,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, that's but, okay.
Yeah, no, that was a good time. It was well organized.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And thank you, everyone, once again, to all my fellow Dog Days of Podcasting folks, especially Craig Stepp, Chuck Tomasi, and T. Morris. You all are awesome, and also... Although I didn't get to know you until just last year, Dave Slusher and Michael Butler, you're cool. Heck, all of you are pretty cool. Thank you for all you've done to inspire me and to show me the way, and thank you very much to my special guests on today's show, Tony Mast, CJ, Jack Mangan. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thanks for allowing me on your show.
Yes,
you're
thank
very
you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
By the way, do you know what you're going to call your new show yet? Or?
Yes, it's called Date the Net. The website will be datethe.net.
Nice.
Oh, that's clever.
Very good.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
Cool.
Yeah, don't go there right now. It's not pretty.
It's
not ready for you yet.
It's not ready for prime time.
Just like the people who are not ready for those dates yet.
So you're recording tomorrow night? Or
no, Monday
night.
I'm starting on Monday. We'll probably record about 5 shows before we start. So I'll start promoting
yep,
it.
That's the rule of thumb.
Yeah, I'll start promoting it on my Twitter account, which is CJPHX, CJ Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
I'll promote it there.
Cool.
So. And I'll have a Twitter for it and all of that when the time comes.
Okay,
give me a couple months to get it live because I got to get. I have a mm-hmm. I have a co-host and she's never podcasted before,
so
I've got some training to do.
So is this the first public announcement of this show?
No, I actually mentioned it on Technorama
okay.
last year or something after somebody's wedding or something. I don't. It was
it's
just a long time coming.
No.
Patience. I need to have patience, or you need to have patience, or I just need to do it. So I set a date. I put it in my calendar, and it just happens to be next week is our first recording session. So,
okay.
It's fate.
Yes.
Fabulous. Well,
very good.
You didn't. You may have heard it here first. If you also listen to the regular Technorama feed, you did not hear it here first. Thank you so much, CJ.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Okay. We're all getting together to see the eclipse on Monday. Chuck, I hope you are having fun up in Wyoming. I know that's where you are. I listened to your show. And wherever you all are, I hope you have fun. I'm really looking forward to that. Deadpan is the way. I will sign off for now.
Bye.
Bye. Right,
thanks.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.